This is our Airbnb Update, episode 124 for November 1st, 2007. Thanks for the whip, Nubby. Hello, everybody. RSPNB Update, episode 124. We're trying this again for the third time after a phone call and some noise in the background. So
from Shane's sister.
Yes, and
thank you very much.
And you've just heard that Brad is back now. So explain a little bit about what happened.
Okay, I was kidnapped by Middle Eastern terrorists who demanded quite a high ransom, which my parents refused to pay because, you know, I'm not worth that much. So I was in the Middle East for a few weeks. Things were looking a little hairy, but then I managed to.
You were looking a little hairy.
Things were a little hairy, you know, a little.
Oh,
not looking
okay.
So good. But then I managed to pick open my handcuffs with a toothpick, and I then killed all three of my captives with the toothpick, and managed to ride the toothpick to safety. So all was fine.
Very good. And the new microphone.
Yeah, I picked that up when I was passing a tech shop in Basra, in Iraq.
Okay, good. Anyways, it's good to have you back. Good to hear your voice. People, we've been promising you back for the last 2 weeks, and we finally get to deliver on that.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm sorry, but I just can't help it when I'm, you know, kidnapped by Middle Eastern fundamentalists. It's not really something you can plan.
Okay, so let's get on to the matter at hand. You missed the big update last week.
I know.
The Halloween and what else was last week? I already forget. It was just so much, but
it was a week ago.
Yeah.
Your memory's terrible.
I know. Well, I do have lots of other stuff to do. Like after this, I'm going to do some coding and
What is it now?
Oh, last week was the Halloween event, so.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. You're lucky you weren't here because I made everyone who was on do it.
Good.
Okay, Postbag from the Hedge today. Any favorites?
No, as usual, they're all subpar.
I have a favorite.
Do you, Shane?
Good yeah, it's for you. Well, it's not like not standing out there, but there's this one about here we are. The one to the Council of RuneScape about the environmental condition of all the fires that are being burnt in Gaelan, I can't say that word, but it's that place where they do all the shade burning and yes. I see people in big cities like Calgary burning long lines of fire nonstop. So basically, this is Al Gore of RuneScape.
An inconvenient truth.
Yes, the druid Cockmeeks is the chairman of CARE, which is known as Collected Appreciators at RuneScape and RuneScape's environment. That just sounds so real, doesn't it?
Not really. It
CARE.
Sounds horrible.
No? I think it sounds like a real organization, you know?
No, Shane. RuneScape is not real.
But
they
it
aren't really
is.
Little
it,
people
it,
running
it, it,
around
it,
inside
it,
your... Hang a minute. Did I just say RuneScape is not real and you just said it is?
Well, no. I mean, it's like a real computer program. It's not like real life.
Yes. Shane, it is real life.
What? You just said it's not real. Anyways, take a look at this post bag. They also have a recipe for pumpkin crunchies.
Okay.
Which is basically, it says, if you don't have level 99 cooking in real life, make sure you have your own wise old person on hand to keep an eye on things at high temperatures.
Well, that's fine. I have 99 cooking. I can go make this. Everything will be fine.
Okay, good. Then basically it will turn into like a pumpkin crunch thing, I guess, because it's 2 cups of canned pumpkins, 1 1/4 cups brown sugar, 1 1/4 cup white sugar, 4 cups flour, 1 1/4 cup butter, 2 teaspoons baking powder, 2 teaspoons baking soda, 1/2 teaspoon of cinnamon, 1 teaspoon of vanilla, 1 teaspoon of salt, 2 large eggs.
There isn't any rohypnol in the recipe, is it?
What?
Rohypnol.
I don't think so.
Because that's a date rape drug, and if Jagex were trying to get people to take that, it would be something seriously wrong.
What are cloves?
Cloves.
Is that like garlic cloves?
Yeah, I imagine so.
It says optional toppings are a quarter teaspoon of garlic of cloves.
Let's just go cloves. Okay, cloves are the aromatic dried flower buds of a tree in the family, a name I can't pronounce. It is native to Indonesia and used as a spice in cuisine all over the world. So it's basically a dried flower bud.
Interesting.
The name derives from the French clou, a nail, as the buds vaguely resemble small irregular nails in shape. So it basically means you could put your nails on top and it'll taste lovely.
Wow.
See, Shane, you learn something new every day.
Okay.
You sound depressed.
No. Behind the scenes. So what's coming for November? We got the assist system, make X for smithing, another Cave Goblin quest, updated skill interface, dual arena tournaments, the Grand Exchange, and the new year will bring a stunning new update, and they're so happy with it, they're going to let a few hints trickle out over the next few weeks. Thoughts? Okay, first of all, the Grand Exchange. This is something like WoW has, right?
Auction house, yes.
Okay. And so what do you think of this?
Well, like I posted in the forum thread, I think it's very good for RuneScape. I mean, it's awfully useful in World of Warcraft. You want to sell something, you just go to a building, put your items on. It doesn't take very long at all, then you can leave it. You don't have to stand around either bumping a forum post and waiting for people to message you, or stand around outside a bank, you know, constantly typing crap.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it is very useful.
Yeah. See, that's the only way that software really develops, you know?
What, by copying?
Yeah. By, like, evolution, you know?
Yeah, not really, Shane.
Okay. What really scares you? Or no, wait, we should talk about, what do you think this little update will be that's coming in the beginning of the new year that they're so excited about?
Well, everybody seems to think it's summoning, but I'm not so bloody sure it is. But I'll probably be wrong, because I'm wrong about most things.
I don't know. Like, what? Summoning doesn't make much sense. Yeah, it would be good, but I'm not sure. Like, they said there will be hints in the coming weeks, so I guess we'll just have to wait and see. But I hope
maybe
it's
Andrew Garrett's coming out of the closet.
Okay. Whatever you say, Brad. Whatever you say. Whatever you say. Okay.
See, now, you see, this is my point, right? If you'd had any of the other boring guests on this show, when you asked that question, they would have been like, well, it could be summoning. I don't know. I don't have the wiki open. I don't know what to say.
Okay. So in your point?
Andrew Gower is a homosexual. Next question.
That's not a question. That's part of the poll. Or no, now we're on to the poll. What really scares you? So what scares you?
Well, out of these options, bugs, clowns, crowds. Oh, I'm scared of crowds. I never leave the front door. I stay in playing RuneScape. No, the dark, no, I'm not 12. Enclosed spaces, I don't like them, but they don't scare me. Heights, no. Sharks, no, not really. Snakes, no. Spiders, no. Water, other. I wonder how many little 12-year-olds would be like, I'm going to be big, and I'm going to put I'm afraid of nothing. I'm afraid of a lot of things, but none of the things on that list.
So what are you afraid of then?
I'm afraid of I don't know what I'm afraid of. I guess I'm
spiders?
No, I'm not really like, you know, people say, when they say, what are you scared of? People say, oh, I'm scared of spiders, I'm scared of snakes. I'm not scared of any conventional things. I'm scared of more sort of, I don't know, like, things happening. Like, you know, people I like.
Like change!
Not change as such, like drastic change. Like people who are in close to, like, dying or something drastic like that.
And, you know, because more things change, the more they stay the same.
Shut the f*** up.
Because, you see,
you can bleep that. People love bleeps.
No, if somebody dies, there's a change, right?
Yes, Shane.
And then it's going to stay the same after.
No, Shane, because when somebody dies, things change.
And then they're going to stay the same after that. See, they stay the same after the change.
It doesn't make sense.
Okay, moving on. What scares you in-game?
Shane, you didn't say what scared you. cheese? Does cheese scare you?
No. I don't know.
Does your sister scare you?
No. No.
Does your fat friend scare you?
No. Okay, we could be keep going on and on about this, but no. Just in case she listens to it. I don't think that's a good idea. I'm not sure. I don't know.
Pures?
Yeah, sure. Let's go with that.
What scares you in game?
This is so funny. Like, come on.
Bad
like,
puns. Bad puns scare me in game. All the crappy Jagex puns.
What? Yeah. I like the puns.
Actually, I think I like I'm puns. Scared of the fact that Andrew Gower may message me and try and come on to me because we all know he, he likes young boys.
Young boy.
Don't call me that, seriously. Okay, vote.
Okay. Puns. There's nothing wrong with puns. They're everywhere. You know the James Bond movies?
Mm-hmm.
Die Another Day was on last weekend, and you know how it starts out with that chase with the hovercrafts in North Korea?
Yep.
Then he jumps onto the bell, and the hovercrafts go over this cliff, and he says, "Saved by the bell."
Right.
Like, that's the kind of stuff I like.
What does that have to do with stuff that scares you?
I don't know. Just because 14% of the people say bad puns scare them.
That does scare me.
Okay. Well, 19% do say other players, which is kind of true, I guess, with the sheer amount of noobs that are on the game. So, yeah, that's good to know. Okay. So, as you can see, we don't really have much to talk about RuneScape-related this week because, well, there's no update. No, 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 no. Jeez, bro.
I mean,
no,
it sucks so much that it's awesome.
Shit. It's okay, I'll just bleep. See, okay, people, what happened here is I did a little upgrade to Leopard. Brad says it's illegal to buy a Leopard, okay. But that's his opinion. But I did this little upgrade,
mention that
and I had to reinstall all my software
and
get the recording thing done. And, well,
do we have to start again?
No, we don't have to start again. I'll just use the mix down. And, 59,000 people have voted in the poll. I'm able to bleep out when you swear or do something bad, so we'll just probably end up using the mix down, so please, no more swearing
again.
If possible.
Okay, let's go.
Okay, on to the listener questions now. Can you take the first one?
Okay. What is the best combat style to kill the giant mole melee range? Okay, sorry, I said that totally wrong. What is the best, because this person can't punctuate. Sorry. What is the best combat style to kill the giant mole? Comma. Melee, range, or mage? The only reason I'm asking this is because my friend and I are very bored and have nothing else to do on RuneScape. I thought you melee'd it.
Yeah, that's typically when we had that event on RSB&B, that's the way we did it, and it seemed to work pretty well. And you do need quite a big group of people because it does bury down and disappear on you, so it's best to have.
Is it possible to solo?
Well, if you're able to find it, because that mole lair is pretty big. I do know that. So, I don't know. Maybe, but as long as you manage to find the mole, you should be okay. If you're not able to find it, well, tough luck. You're gonna have a real hard time killing it. Have you ever done it?
Yeah, I did it when we did it as an RSB&B event a while ago.
Yeah, and we did melee.
Did we?
Yeah, we did. I think Southrend was the leader of that, so maybe we'll do one of those again in the future. So in the meantime, just use melee, and it should technically be possible to kill it with just two people, but you're going to have a harder time trying to find it, so... More people, the better. That's from Billy. I've known that RS is coded in Java, but I'm just curious as to what kind of Java it is. The only Java I know is the one used on websites for alerts and logins and stuff. Do they use some sort of client to create the game interfaces and graphics? If so, do you know what program it is? From Davo338. The one you're talking about on websites with the alerts and logins, well, not maybe logins, but... That is called JavaScript. Basically, JavaScript is a poorly implemented version of Java for the web that is scripting. It's a scripting language, hence the word JavaScript. It's without, like, JavaScript is a mixed blessing. Brad, do you know what I mean?
Yes, good and bad.
Yes, because without JavaScript, we would not have the whole Web 2.0 revolution with Ajax and AA and everything like that, you know?
Yes.
But JavaScript is so poorly implemented, one implementation that works on Firefox won't work on IE. One implementation that works properly in Opera won't work in Firefox, but will work in IE. So it's just poorly implemented, and it's implemented in all the different rendering engines differently. So that's what I don't like about JavaScript, but it did spur the whole Web 2.0 revolution, as they call it. But anyways, that is what RuneScape uses, is the full Java language, which is a huge, huge collection of packages and libraries. In this library, there's packages to display windows, display buttons, do string manipulation. There's really a whole lot of that. If you want to learn Java, go to java.sun.com, and there's some tutorials there to get started. But that is what they use for their core engine, but there is a language that they use on top of it called RuneScript, which has been talked about before, which is built using JavaScript. So what I'd assume at Jagex is that only the top-level designers have access to the Java backend. So, and as for modeling, they probably do it in 3D Studio Max, Photoshop, and the like, and then import it into Java. But that's from Davo at 338. Hopefully that helps. Next one.
Okay. Recovered from your day. Okay. Will we get a non-RS gaming forum? First question.
Possibly, but Mike and I...
I don't think there are enough turret topics about gaming to warrant a forum, personally. I mean... It was the same with the literature forum, really. People are like, oh, we want a literature forum. And then me, I had to open my mouth, and I said, it'll probably never happen. And what do you know, the next day, my cat's forum. So I'm not going to say yes or no as to whether this is going to happen, but I don't think people can just keep whining on for a forum without proof of activity. I mean, there's a non-RS discussion forum. You prove to us that you want to discuss gaming to the level that you make topics about it no matter where you have to do it. I don't think if there was a forum, people would suddenly use it. And the literature forum is seriously dying out now as far as...
It had novelty, and then it slowly wore off as time
marched on. If you want to discuss games, go out and bloody discuss games, you know? Just don't think you have to have a special forum to do that.
Well, I personally would not have an issue with it as long as it's used.
But that's the thing. I don't think it will be used.
If it's not used, well, we can always run pilot projects and remove forms if they're not used. And if a form dies out, we'll remove it. Like, for instance, did anybody notice that the graphics battle forum disappeared?
No, because nobody gave a shit about that.
Yeah, that was your old friend's forum.
The literature forum has not had a post in it for 4 days. Before that, there was a post on the 27th, then a post on the 26th, and then there were 6 days before the last post. And if you look down the bottom of the post, there are posts stretching back to June. So it's not an active forum, and it was basically added as a bit of a novelty, and now people don't use it. So See, it's pointless. And myself and Creepy were wrong from the start. It'll be used for a few months, and it'll just die out.
Okay, and second
part...
We
were right, you were wrong, we win. Oh, yes.
Second part of that,
okay, would you delete the sandbox to increase the overall activity on other forums? I don't think deleting the sandbox would necessarily make other forums more active, necessarily.
See, all that goes on in the sandbox, really, is these posts. It's like a discussion area, you know?
Yeah, like where people can post pretty much anything, as long as it's inside the rules.
Yeah, exactly.
But I don't think necessarily deleting that would make other forums more active. It would just mean less posts overall, I'd say.
Yeah. Okay. And have I recovered from my death on Bandos yet? Yes, definitely, I have. See, on this God Wars thing, I was the first one to die.
That's because you suck.
No, because I was standing inside of someone else. And I thought they were the one that were being hit.
Because you suck.
And that's from Gonsha. Sorry, but I don't think we have time to get to the last thing about farming. I'm pretty sure I've said it before. Okay.
Okay, KJTH, what did you think might have stopping slowing down Alterers? If you reported, you get taken off to a place, like a random event, and you get to see the clip of what you did and then given the evidence, say that it was a joke or something like that, and then you do not leave until you've done it. I think they would stop because I can't see how you can get around it. Okay, first off, I'm pretty sure there are scripts that could probably get around something like that. And if you did it any time somebody was reported, you just have people making random reports just to piss people off.
I agree with what you're saying there.
Bots can get around, you know, bots can get around the random event where you get shown a picture and you have to click what it is, so I think a bot could get around that.
Yeah, because basically what happens there is once the bots have figured out all the combinations, they just figure out which one it is, and then random event no longer serves its purpose.
The only way Jugex can truly start to crack down on bots is having more J-mods patrolling well-known...
Hotspots.
Hotspots, yeah.
Okay. Did you do anything for Halloween?
No.
No?
Nothing?
Nothing?
I'm a sad bastard.
I didn't do anything either. Did you at least have some bonbons?
Bonbons?
Yes.
I don't know what you mean.
Candy? You don't know basic French?
I know what bonbons is, but they're a specialized type of candy here.
Oh, really? Okay, what are they then?
They're like little round balls, aren't they?
I don't know. You're the one that says there's something specific.
They are little round balls.
Okay, then.
Okay.
Okay. Look, I'll show you what a bonbon is.
Okay, remember, I'm trying to do this without having. I'm trying to use the mix down for this because the wrong track is being recorded.
Shane, we know. Come on.
Those look like marshmallows.
That's not a marshmallow. Oh, Christ. I did nothing for Halloween because of unforeseen events.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't either. I was. Coding stuff for the forums.
You were coding.
Yes.
You were coding. How's that? I didn't do anything for Halloween because I was coding.
Yeah, well, the computing science people department really likes to do Halloween. They were setting up the main floor common area with all sorts of decorations and bringing pizza in, and I saw a Rubik's Cube, a magician, and a bag of balloons people were dressed up as. Someone dressed up as a bag of balloons.
I have no idea what to say, really. I mean, it just defies belief.
What did you dress up as before? Like years ago? Never?
I've never dressed up for Halloween.
What?
Never.
God, you're like a friggin' Vulcan.
What did you say earlier when I was set up? I was trying out my headset, and I said it's really smooth, and you said something like the backside of a...
Yeah, no.
That was just perverted, Shane.
Okay, moving on. Thank you, KJTH.
Shane is a
What are the best logs to use for 99 fire making? Also, I want...
Magic.
It says, yeah, that, of course. But logs burn at the same speed, so therefore do the ones that give the best XP. In an ideal world, yeah, sure, just stock up on magics. But in a more typical world, you'd probably want to go with maples for quicker burning, or willows if you don't have the money. But if you're interested in buying either some maples, let me know. Shoot me a PM on the forums, and I'd be more than happy to sell you some. I also have about 30,000 willows I can sell right now, so... Or no, maybe not. Who knows? I'm not sure. But I can definitely sell maples. If I went for 99 thieving, is pyramid plunder a good idea? If not, what is? Sorter 24. Yeah, pyramid plunder is definitely the best way to go, because at level 92 you can get about 200,000 XP per hour. And it just it's a really quick and easy way to train thieving. Honestly, with that minigame, I think thieving's going to become the next cooking or fletching. You know what I mean? For anybody who wants a nice little purple cape. Would you want a purple cape?
Not really, no. Purple's not my color.
Yeah, I know. Would you wear a purple cape in real life?
No, because I'm not a flaming homosexual. Not that I have anything against that, I'm just not that, and I would not want to advertise that I am when I'm not.
Okay, good. Because that's a topic for a different show, our political beliefs. Which I would love to go into, but we can't.
One week, we should just have a completely off-topic week where we speak about anything we want.
Yeah, we can do that.
Just like a special.
Yeah, when you want to...
Or we should do like a special where people can send in loads and loads of questions about anything they want, anything, within reason, of course, and then we can have big discussions on the answers.
So like a wild card 100% questions week then?
Yeah.
Sure, that sounds good.
And we probably have to do it around Christmas, like two episodes in 1 week. Because we still have to cover RuneScape and Craft.
Yeah, that's right. But that's for Clip Show.
We could just do a Christmas special question show or something.
But I like the Clip Shows, though.
Yeah, but we can still do the Clip Show. We just got to do, like...
Oh, I get it. I get it. 1 week we do the Clip Show, and then for the next week we have our...
Questions, yeah.
Our wild card week. So sounds good to me. I'll make a note in my calendar.
We should do that at Christmas. Yeah.
Good idea. Okay. That was from Sorter 24. Next one.
Okay. Do you think buying a dragon woodcutting... Do you think buying a dragon woodcutting axe is a good idea for chopping willows to 99? Thanks, Keaton.
Most definitely.
Is it faster? I don't know.
Well... I haven't run tests myself, but I know in April, after they upgraded it, Mike said it's about 5% faster than Rune.
So I guess if you're chopping an awful lot, the difference
it'll pay off
go.
In the long run.
Long run, yes.
So, do that.
So, yes, but, I mean, it's how much are Dragon Axes then?
About 2.8 million.
And Rune Axes are like, what, 15, 10k?
Yeah, about that.
But I don't know. I mean, if you have the money, then yes, it would be nice. But Runat, for only a 5% speed increase, it's a pretty hefty price, don't you think?
But it looks better, too.
I guess so.
So I'd say yes. What's your final verdict?
I wouldn't waste the money on it, personally, but unless I was really set on woodcutting, in which case, yes, I would. So.
Okay. If that was from Keaton. I think that's the first name. It's from somebody on the forums, but I don't know the forum name when I just see the question name. Okay. You okay?
Yeah, I'm so fine. Okay. I just had to get up to turn the lights off, and I had to briefly take my headphones off to read.
Oh, so you're recording in the dark now?
Well, yeah, I've got the light on my computer screen.
Okay.
Anyway, here you go.
What type of autoer is most common in P2P and in free-to-play? Why do you think each type is preferred? PFK 99s.
I'd say use in free to play, like Varric Castle use.
Mm-hmm. And Willow. They axed those ones, didn't they? They got rid of the bots in free to play. Or no, I haven't seen many bots in my area, but I do know that they are back in free to play. I think we see more bots in free-to-play and more gold farmers in the members area because, well, the gold farmers use these items. They gold farm nature runes, which are more profitable to do than autoing for something in members area. That's what I say. I don't know. I think that the woodcutting bots are all the rage in the free-to-play. That's mine. Gold farming, P2P, woodcutting bots, and the other one. So, I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know, really. I mean, I'm not really sure on the status on bots, but, I mean, the only ones I'm really aware of is used. Are there any other particularly bad areas being
farmed? Well, there were fishing bots, but I think those still do exist a bit, but they have begun to trickle down, I think. Too bad we couldn't get Mr. UDS Cap back on, but he's retired from service. So.
Good man, good man.
What about you? Are you retired still?
Yes, I'm retired.
Are you doing Mornings End Part 3 with Mike and me when it comes out?
Sure, I'll do that.
Okay, good.
And I also want to check out the Auction House thing when that comes out.
Okay. Well, there you go. That's from PFK99s. We're on to tech news now. Apple sells 2 million copies of Leopard in the first weekend. What's your reaction on this?
Wow. I don't really care.
Why?
Because it's Apple.
But the wow starts now.
Did you get it, Shane?
What?
Leopard?
Yeah, I did.
Was it worth it?
Yeah, I'd say so. Because, well, there's just so many more features than the standard Tiger had, and it's a good upgrade for anybody who wants to use macOS and enjoy themselves. So, I'd go for it.
Steve Jobs is a Nazi.
Why?
Because he names all his operating systems after German tanks.
We've been through this before.
So,
of course he is. We know that. Like, duh. Like, Tiger? There was a Tiger tank, wasn't there? A Panther?
Yes.
What's the current tank that the German army likes?
I have no idea, Shane. I'm not a current member of the German military.
And you don't live in Berlin anymore.
No,
right.
Shane.
That's good.
Keep up with the motherfucking time. I didn't say it.
Of course not. Okay. Yeah, so this is actually pretty significant because it took Apple 2 weeks for Tiger to sell this amount.
I'm a leopard, man.
I just had to...
Oh, for God's sake.
See?
I'm a leopard, man.
Explain to the people about that.
I did some stupid voice, and apparently I've never been able to do it as good again, so I feel like a complete failure, and that's it, really. I just completely suck, and I don't know why I bother anymore. Really, I don't.
Are you depressed?
Yeah, I just don't know why I keep going on, man. I mean, it's just not worth my time anymore, man. You know what I mean? Okay. I feel like quitting. I was flicking through the TV channels this morning, right? And there was this English show on, which English people will know, called The Jeremy Kyle Show. And it's a bit like, do you know Jerry Springer?
Yeah.
Like really rough people.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this, I didn't know what the hell it was about because I only added on for 5 minutes. And there were these people going, do you know what I mean? And at the end of every sentence they said was, do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? I was just cracking up laughing. Like they said something and they just said, do you know what I mean? At the end.
Oh, okay.
I hate English people so much.
So why do you live there?
Because I'm English, then.
Okay.
Can't choose where I was born.
You could move to Canada.
Why the f*** would I want to?
Because we have low taxes.
You elected a gay as your president, Shane. I'm just not interested.
Prime Minister. Anyways, the sales included copies sold at the retail stores, authorized resellers, online Apple store, under maintenance agreements, and bundled with new Mac computers. In comparison, yeah, it took Tiger to ship 2 weeks to... it took them 2 weeks to ship the 2 millionth copy of Tiger. Yay for Apple.
Good for Apple.
See, that people have been saying that the wow does start now. Because that was Vista's slogan. Which it's true. It seems to be that this is definitely the OS that this is what Vista should have been, I think. So I don't know. Okay. Google goes after Facebook with new open social networking API. Are you on Facebook?
No.
No? MySpace?
No.
That's good. I'm not on any of those either. Like,
no.
Why would I go on to Facebook, you know? Like, I don't want to put my face up there on Facebook. Is that the idea?
Sit on my Facebook.
Face on your Facebook?
Sit on my Facebook.
I don't know. Is that the idea?
I have no idea.
Anyways, so basically, Google's getting scared.
So Google are not scared of anything.
I know, they shouldn't be. Basically, this is a set of APIs that would be used across social networks. And Google has their ORKut social networking thing, which isn't popular in the US, which is apparently popular in Brazil.
That's where.
Open Social will offer a set of common APIs that its partners or hosts can use on their networks. This will allow other social networks to get in on the app widget phenomenon that has become so big at Facebook's and give users the opportunity to have a more robust social networking experience. Wow.
Robust social networking experience.
Yeah.
Who really gives a shit?
I don't see what's so good about Facebook, and I definitely have no intention of looking at MySpace, because if you go to any MySpace page, all you see is a page with a horribly designed and really, really crappy song on it, you know?
Yeah, MySpace is horrible.
But what's the big hype with Facebook?
I have no idea.
I don't know. Trent.
I have no idea.
If you have a Facebook and want to tell us what the hype is, send me a PM on the forums. Please.
Yeah, Shane will sign up and add you as a friend.
No.
Yeah, he will.
No. Okay.
Yeah baby.
Google's slowly rolling out Gmail 2.0. Basically... there's some new features surfacing to selected users, and it actually appeared on mine today, so that's interesting. So far, they got an upgraded contacts area, slimmed down message, and the ability to filter messages that are like these. There's an option that says filter messages like these, so... I don't know, but did you ever notice that the first version of Gmail never did make it out of beta?
No, I did not notice that.
It still says Gmail beta on it, so... Who knows? Who knows? Really, I think that Gmail is going to be the way to go in the future, because today I was playing with Mail and Leopard, and it just doesn't feel the same as using Gmail. You know what I mean?
I still use Hotmail just because I'm used to it.
See, it says Gmail beta. Are you okay?
That's the sort of noise you were making.
Oh, okay. Well...
Like I don't know.
If you have Gmail and you're interested in what's new and what's hot and what's coming down the pipe, why not just take a look at this? So, look at your Gmail and tell us if this is there or not. And IMAP, you missed the IMAP story the other week too.
I'm not really sad about that.
Everyone was happy about it.
So it doesn't really bother me, I'm fine.
Okay. Yeah, that's all I have for tech news this week. It's really hard to find these kind of stories, because this doesn't seem to be much happening, you know what I mean?
Yeah, pretty quiet time of year.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm sure we'll be getting lots of Christmas reviews coming in the next month, because the U.S. starts their holiday season at the end of November with Thanksgiving, and then they just call that the holidays. So.
Really?
Yeah, that's what they have. Their Thanksgiving is at the end of November, and that's just
referred...
And they
have like a month off school and work.
Not necessarily, but that's just called the holiday season. So, I don't know. Interesting. Anyways, on to...
that I want Americans... No, I won't say that.
On to the rants. First one's for you.
Okay, the first rant is for me. I'm stalling time while I open the wiki. Here we go. A few weeks ago... I was in a good mood and decided to throw a party with some friends. I messaged them and got about half a dozen of them to come to my world. Falador has one L, you retard. We talked for about 20... What the... Moinets? We talked for about 20 moinets. I just want to note that this person has tried to spell minutes. M-U-I-N-E-T-S. Now, I don't like being
a
grammar...
It's a typo.
Nor do I like correcting other people's spelling. But how anyone would think you spelled minutes like that is frankly...
It could have just been a slip of the finger.
Yeah, whatever. And then decided that a few drops would be fun. I went to my bank, and being in a good mood. Withdrew 3 pairs of dragon boots, an obby shield, and a whip. Was this person in a good mood, or was this person high? Right. I asked my friends a trivia question, and one of them was rewarded with some dragon boots. Did he say, how do you spell minutes? I'm really not sure. I decided to drop the rest in the party room, so we walked there and spent about 5 moinets. He did it again. See, not a slip of the bloody finger. The guy's a retard. Hopping around looking for an empty world to drop in. When we found one, I placed the dragon boots weapon obviously on the chest. During, oh Christ, spelled during wrong. This time, nobody walked by. Nobody. We didn't see on our drops radar prior to the drop. Thinking it's safe, I pulled the lever. The balloons fell, and my friends started manically popping them. All of a sudden, half a dozen white blips appear on the radar, running toward us. I sprinted to the door and started spamming it shut, encouraging my friends to get the drops fast. Of course, Dragax made slam closing impossible. To keep up to half a dozen people I didn't know sprinted in and started popping balloons. My friends ended up getting both pair of boots, but the shield and whip went to people I didn't know. Oh yeah, he's making it sound so dramatic. Like, and suddenly we were having our drop party and all seemed fine. There was no sign of enemies on the site. And then all of a sudden, white dots started pouring in. I frantically went for the door and attempted to hold it shut, but their numbers were too many and they burst through, taking my whip. Like, seriously, get over yourself. It's a bloody... Okay. Okay, after the drop, I approached the person who had received the whip. I politely asked him how he found out I was having a drop party, and he replied... Dabunker told me, followed by thanks for the whip, Nubby. He's hardly in any position to mock how somebody else speaks, considering he spells minutes moinets. No, I'm not ranting about losing my whip. I'm ranting that they're all bankers who alert players when drop parties take place, encouraging people to attend. Not many people want items to go to random strangers when they wish their friends to get the items. Solution? Just remove the feature that alerts people when drops occur. I mean, God, he's rubbing off on me. Short, painless, and easy.
You agree?
Yeah, sort of, yeah, but the guys are retard. But I mean, if you wanted your friends to have something, why don't you just ask them loads of questions and give it straight to them? That's a lot safer.
I know. If I want to give something away, I just give it to the person.
He says it so dramatically, though, like, everything was clear as I pulled the lever. And then suddenly, white dots started bearing down on our position. Fasten the hatches, I yelled, but it was too late. I attempted to hold the door back, but the number of white dots quickly overran our defenses.
You sound like you're reading a children's book to a kid.
I am. You're the kid, Shane.
Yeah, right. You're the young one. You're only 16?
Well, according to you, I'm 24, because I'm 25 in December, so that will make me older than you.
Okay. Yeah, I agree with this rant, too. So, yay! Okay. Yay. I'll take you next, Ivan. Plain and simple. RuneScape is overpopulated. It's just not right. I remember when there was less than 1,000 people a world. Now it's 1,800 plus all the time. Problem. Hunting spots crowded. Other spots crowded. Noobs everywhere. Solution? Add members worlds, like 20. Solution? Delete 5 to 10 of the free worlds so that non-members would become members. Huh. That doesn't make much sense, does it? To make more
members... No, because he's saying that you need less people, but he's encouraging more people to become members and use members worlds.
I know.
There would be more powerful people on members worlds.
I know.
Thus, I must conclude this person is a retard.
Another one, which gives money to Jagex to always improve. Result, more happy members. Add like 25 more worlds. Jagex, please, worlds are too overcrowded these days.
That just doesn't make sense. You don't need to say what's wrong with that. It should be glaringly obvious to everyone who reads.
Yeah, I have to agree with that one. Like, it just does not work like that, you know? Like, you can't just add 25 more worlds. You have to go out and buy the servers, buy the bandwidth, find a farm for them, and... yeah.
Jagex could probably afford to do it. They just won't.
Uh-huh. So, I don't know, another really strange, weird rant that we don't really need here, so... You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Okay, last one for you,
do you
Braddy.
Want me to hit the last one?
Yes.
I'm not 5. When you post,
yes, you are.
How old do you think I am? 5, right? I think 5, mate. in real life, we know a lot of underage players who play RF. I know a player who is 12. He is 12. And he is a higher level than me. In fact, I think he is at level 90s. If you saw him, you would think he's 14 plus. He's really good at the game, dot, dot, dot. Is this like an expose? Like, I'm going undercover to see the underage players of RuneScape.
I have expose.
Seriously, like, it's like some sort of crappy documentary. I also know a player is 12 and plays this game and level 88 now and has over 50 million. He started the game after. And I know a 10-year-old who plays this game and he...
Just wait, I'm going to stop you for a sec. Your microphone is scratching on something.
Yeah, that's me. Okay, and I know a 10-year-old who plays this game and he's level 50, but he don't go around going, oh my god, free stuff, cloth. He plays the game and while he has about 300k... My point is, the game is not being destroyed by babies. It is being destroyed by you, would never guess. Keep going, a bit more. Tutorial Island, yes. Yes, it being over 5 years old, when it got updated and it needs updating now. New tutorial should teach more about RS and be longer to slow down bots, the real way to make more money. And I was thinking, God, this makes no sense. So incoherent. When you start the game, you should get 100 arrow mines, range armor bow and 100 arrows, sword and bronze chain and wood shield, and get rid of the lumpy tutors. If new players get a better stuff and better start, they will not beg. It will fix RS. No more begging. It will be less scams because people won't need to break rules to get money, and DragX won't need things to stop scams. Wildy ditch home telly. It will be so much better. You know what I mean. Well, I think this guy is slightly onto something, and slightly not. The way I'm thinking is itemization at lower levels. What's the main way of getting crappy low-level items? You have to make them, don't you?
Yeah.
Buy them from a shop. Now, what I think RuneScape should introduce, especially for some lower-level quests, is a thing that World of Warcraft does, is for completing certain quests, you get items. And obviously, the low-level quests in the starting areas for World of Warcraft, the items you get are weapons and armor.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, you do the quest, you do the starting quest, the noob quests, and you get rewards that help you start to level. So it's everybody's a winner. You learn to quest and play the game. But
so in effect, you learn how to provide for yourself.
Yes, true.
Okay.
So I don't think necessarily they should be given all these items just for doing Tutorial Island. There should be more beginner quests that reward items.
Yes, like make Tutorial Island a quest.
Yeah, like say, or no, once you get to Lumbridge, there should be a quest which say, you know, go off and do this, and when you come back, you'll get a bow and 100 bronze arrows or something.
Yeah, that sounds good to me, actually.
Or, you know, go and do this quest and kill some things, and then when mm-hmm. you do, you'll get some bronze or some iron armor or whatever.
Okay.
Because that way people learn to do things that benefit them.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I'm full of good ideas, me.
Well, most of the time. Okay, excellent. That rant was good an idea, but badly written, so... This is the same thing that happens in real life with, like, social assistance and whatnot. You get all these people who want go to the government and want money, right? And then they keep getting money, and then they just don't get a job and they don't provide for themselves.
Because they become dependent.
Exactly. In my view, they should have to like prove that they need that they really need this, and not just like.
Well, I know at least in the English system, the only way you could claim social is. It's called Job Seekers Allowance. So as the name suggests, you can only claim it to support yourself while you are looking for a job. But of course, a lot of people don't really look for a job. They just
yeah.
to look for a job. And
exactly.
Cheat the system, so.
That's not right, cheating the system.
Plenty of people cheat the system, though.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, on to other things. New skill of the month has started. Fire making. Did you enter?
No, fire making.
It's boring.
Yeah, it's putting you to sleep right now, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Just talking about it.
The October 2007 Skill of the Month was won by Kirby Agility with over 1.6 million XP gained.
That's
and
right.
A total of 3.89 million XP between all the competitors.
Hmm.
So, good job there. The new Informer is out. Lots of good articles there this month, ranging from Luchair, Edgeville, right, we might have one on Edgeville, I'm not sure. Madness Mayhem, Dex Delivers, History of the Holidays, the Halloween Event, Back to My Roots, Good Quest, and an article about Leopard, which I highly advise you to read.
Thought very recently, RuneScape has been borrowing a lot of ideas from World of Warcraft, hasn't it? Loot share is sort of similar to a system World of Warcraft has.
Yeah, well, that's allowed, you know.
I know, but I mean, it just seems funny that they're suddenly doing all these updates that are like, wow, very close to.
Well, they did get a new CEO, so.
That could be it. You could be like, yeah. You need to be like World of Warcraft. They know how to do things.
That's the only way a software product will evolve,
yes,
is by.
Yeah, Shane, you said at the beginning.
Okay. Anything else there?
Nope, that's about it.
Yeah, so that's about it for episode 124. No RS updates this week. That's it. Brad is back from saidbybrad.com. He's
back, baby.
He's back in black.
No, I'm not wearing black.
Okay.
I'm sitting in a black chair, though.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
Black leather chair. My ass is all sticky.
Okay, then. Yeah, so episode 124 is done for
pleasant.
Shane at the blog at shane.rsbnb.com.
You've not plugged that today.
No.
Christ, what's wrong with you?
I have no idea. But you can go there and take a look at a whole bunch of stuff about Halloween on RSBNB. About what happened, what the scare was, result from last year, some stuff about Leopard, good stuff there. What do you have on yours?
Not much.
Nothing?
You have to go there. I'm not going to tell people what's on there because they'll think, oh, I don't want to read
that.
They have to go and find themselves.
Okay, go to saidbybrad.com. Oh, you have pictures from the football game.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
I didn't watch that. I didn't look at those pictures because I was at school and I had to go.
You didn't look at the pictures? I didn't take them anyway, so they're probably shit.
Who took them?
No, they are shit. My friend, who I went with.
Oh. Yeah, what's with all the games being played in London, like the hockey games and whatnot?
There was a hockey game in London?
Yeah, the between two teams. I forget who teams. They opened up the NHL season in London.
Really?
Yeah.
Weird.
Atlanta
London
Thrashers and somebody else. Forget who, though. Oh, well, I'm sure someone will know. Anyways, that's it. 124 is done. See you next week.
See ya.